from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Zambia engages Ethiopia in high-level talks ahead of AU summit. BOZ cuts policy rate to 13.5% as inflation falls faster than expected. At least 20 killed as Cyclone Gizani tears into Madagascar. In sports news, FAS says Zambia must beat Uganda to advance in under 20 qualifiers.
And now, the Power FM News.
At front end, we live in this every day. I am Grace Wanji. Zambia's Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Honorable Mulambo Haimbe, has begun high-level engagements in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, on the sidelines of the African Union Executive Council meetings. Mr. Haimbe commenced his program with a bilateral meeting held on Tuesday with Ethiopia's Minister of Foreign Affairs, His Excellency Dr. Gideon Timoteos. Ethiopia is the host nation of the African Union headquarters. The Executive Council meetings are held in preparation for the 39th ordinary session of the Assembly of Heads of State and Government of the African Union, scheduled for the 14th to the 15th of February 2026. While in Ethiopia, Zambia is seeking to strengthen bilateral relations with the host country and participate in discussions aimed at advancing shared priorities across the African continent. More updates are expected as the meetings progress in Addis Ababa. Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny H. Kalyaria has announced a reduction in the monetary policy rate by 75 basis points to 13.5%. Speaking on the media during a press briefing, Dr. Kalyaria said the decision was made at the Monetary Policy Committee MPC meeting held on February 9th and 10th, 2026. The governor said the committee's decision was driven by the continued decline in inflation and improved inflation outlook. Inflation slowed to 11.2% in December 2025 from 12.3% in September 2025 before dropping sharply to 9.4% in January 2026. Dr. Kalyaria attributed the ease in inflation to the bumper maize harvest during the 2024 to 2025 farming season and the appreciation of the kwacha against major currencies. He said inflation is now projected to fall into the bank's 6 to 8% target band faster than earlier forecast, with expectations that it will be within the band by the second quarter of 2026 and move towards the lower bound by the second quarter of 2027. On average, inflation is projected at 6.9% in 2026, lower than 7.6% forecast in November 2025, and is expected to ease further to 6.3% in 2027. Dr. Kalyaria noted that risks to the inflation outlook remain tilted to the downside, supported by favorable weather conditions, higher copper prices, and continued macroeconomic stability.
At our meeting starting Monday, the Monetary Policy Committee decided to reduce the monetary policy rate by 75 basis points to 13.5%. That is, we reduced the policy rate by 0.75% to 13.5 percentage point to 13.5%. What underlies this decision? The committee took into account the following factors. One, that there had been a further decline in inflation in the fourth quarter of 2025.
Energy expert Johnston Chikwanda says the introduction of a multi-year tariff framework in the electricity sector is a positive development for both consumers and ZESCO as it brings much-needed predictability and certainty. Speaking in an interview with Power FM News, Mr. Chikwanda explained that the move benefits not only the power utility but also households, businesses and potential investors. He noted that previously there was uncertainty over the when electricity tariffs would be adjusted, making it difficult for stakeholders to plan effectively. Mr. Chikwanda compared the electricity subsector to the petroleum industry, where fuel prices are reviewed monthly and movements are largely predictable based on factors such as exchange rate fluctuations and global oil prices. He explained that this lack of clarity created challenges for industry players and investors who could not accurately forecast future costs or returns on investments. under the multi-year tariff framework. However, tariff adjustments are mapped out over a defined period, such as 5 years. This allows stakeholders to know in advance how tariffs will move and at what point they are expected to reach specific levels. Mr. Chikwanda said this certainty is key to unlocking investor confidence in the energy sector.
Putting in a multi-year is good for everyone, not just for the local consumers. This is because it creates predictability. Before, what used to happen is that nobody quite knew when electricity was going to be increased. And that was a problem, because when you compare the petroleum subsector and the electricity subsector, you see that on the petroleum subsector, prices are reviewed every month. So, and you can even see where things are going to go to, the quarters are appreciated, the prices are coming down, so the price is going to go down. On the electricity, it was not clear when is this tariff going to be increased. Nobody could tell with predictability. So that uncertainty was causing a problem for the industry.
Kabwe District Commissioner Lennox Shimwambwa has called for more investments in the district. Speaking to Power FM News, Mr. Shimwambwa said investing in various sectors in Kabwe will help in fostering development. He said the agriculture sector in the district has received favorable investment, which has led to improved livelihoods. Mr. Shimwambwa is elated that seed companies such as Bayer Zambia have contributed significantly to job creation and income generation in Kabwe.
It is exciting time for us as a district, and we can look forward to more investors, more investment. The soils are very good, and we are privileged to have had Bayer Zambia open in 2024 with a total capacity of 80,000 metric tons of seed maize, which now is being, most of it is being exported. You care to note that as a country, our capacity in terms of seed requirement per year is 50,000 metric tons. And Bayer Zambia gives us 80,000 metric tons. And also remember that we have also other seed players. So a bigger chunk of the seed in Kabwe here now is being exported to Burundi, Tanzania, and Kenya.
In international news, at least 20 people have been killed after Cyclone Gizani tore into Madagascar with violent winds and torrential rain. The storm made landfall Tuesday in the coastal city of Taormasina, packing winds of up to 250 kilometers per hour, ripping roofs off homes, uprooting trees, and leaving entire neighborhoods underwater. Authorities say several people died when their homes collapsed, 15 are still missing, and dozens more have been injured. John footage shows widespread flooding across the city of 400,000 people, with roads blocked by debris and sheet metal. Aid groups describe the scene as total chaos, saying up to 90% of roofs were damaged in some areas. Forecasters say Taormasina was hit by the most intense part of the storm, possibly one of the strongest to strike the region in decades. Madagascar's new leader is now in the city assessing the damage as the cyclone continues to move inland, raising fears of further flooding. Syrian international news fears that South Sudan, the world's youngest nation, could plunge into a full-blown civil war have intensified as fighting continues in Jonglei State, northeast of the capital Juba. Government forces are trying to retake territory from those loyal to First Vice President Riek Machar, who has been suspended from his post after being accused of plotting to overthrow President Salva Kiir. Machar is currently on trial in Juba on charges of murder, treason and crimes against humanity, which he denies. His party, the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, Army in Opposition, has denounced the charges as a political witch hunt and a move to dismantle a 2018 peace accord that ended a five-year civil war. We take a short break and return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer
competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally.